It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Aaron Bott. He's with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. We've got a couple of things coming up, and Aaron comes in and talks from time to time. We're going to talk about a turkey event that's going on. Ice fishing is slowly starting to change, and then those community ponds, we'll talk about those too. Aaron, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks.
So let's start the conversation and just kind of touch on what's going on with ice fishing in the area right now. I mean, are there places that we still have ice? Are most bodies open and free of ice? What's going on with ice fishing?
You know, around the energy loop, some of our bigger bodies of water are starting to thaw, actually. We're getting some open water up on Electric and up on Mammoth, but Schofield is still a pretty decent spot to go ice fishing if you want to get out and about. They're down on the southeast end by the dam. Ice is still thick and people are still catching fish.
So it's still fairly good ice if you want to get out there and get on that. But it's just down by the dam is where the best ice is. Is that what everybody's telling you right now?
Yeah, that's what we're hearing for sure.
So get on out there. It's getting close. I know there are people that don't ice fish and they're getting itchy right now.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
It seems to be that time of year when people are like, you know, when is the ice going to be gone? When are we going to be clear? About what is usually the latest date that we have, you know, ice that are ice free and we're ready to go?
Down here in Emory and Carbon County, we're pretty good, usually mid-April.
So it's not that far away. It's about a month away, and then we can get back out and do some fishing. And speaking of fishing, let's talk about the community ponds. Now, there are gates around the one in Wellington and here in Price. Is that right? That's how that works?
That's correct. Here at the fairgrounds and down at Knight Ideal Pond in Wellington, we do gate those off. The county helps us with that in the wintertime. They freeze over, but now they're clear of ice, so they should be opening pretty soon.
And then the one, Gelati's Pond, you said actually people have been fishing. Is that true? And how are they doing up there?
That's right. In Helper, you can go fishing right now out on the community pond. And because the bodies of water are small, there's a lot of winter kill, but people are actually catching fish. Not a lot, but there are fish there.
So you can go out to Gelati's Pond in Helper, and most of the ponds, about when do you expect to have the other two open, and then when are you guys going to stock those ponds?
Throughout April, we're going to have our fisheries biologists going in and stocking those with rainbow trout, and people will be able to start catching fish probably by the 1st of April or at least close thereafter.
So be looking for that if you're looking to get into a community pond. And those are always fun. It's a great way to get out there. And correct me if I'm wrong, but these were kind of built to get people and the young kids involved in fishing. And that's what community ponds are all about.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I live in Helper and Gelati Pond is not a stone's throw away. And so I take my boy over there and we have lots of fun.
And it's always packed.
That's
every
right.
Time we've gone there, it's been packed. So get out there and, you know, start enjoying some fishing while you can, because it's going to just explode and people are going to get out and have some more fun. All right. Now, let's talk about an online event that you guys have coming up on the 9th of April. This is a turkey event, and it's going to be held a little differently than most of the other ones. So let's let the people know how it's going to be held, what kind of information you're going to cover, and then how they can be involved in it.
Well, we're really excited about this. It's an online turkey hunting clinic. It covers the basics. It's great for Q&A for beginners and also for those who have been in the sport for a long time. This is going to be broadcast statewide, which is why we're so excited about it. But we're going to host it here locally with our own division employees. And you can register for this event online at eventbrite.com. We have a capacity of hosting this event to 200 people online across the state. But if you miss the registration or if you can't tune in the day that we're doing this, you can actually get on our YouTube channel and we'll publish it there a couple days after the event is held.
And then what kind of things are going to be covered? What topics are going to be covered in this turkey event?
We're going to be doing turkey calls, where to hunt turkey, how to hunt turkey, the equipment that you're going to need to use. Really, this is a great just 101 course to help anyone who's interested in picking up this sport.
And is there a season for turkey hunting?
Yeah, we have two different, depending on where you're at in the state, we have a spring turkey hunt, which will begin actually 2 weeks after we host this event, which is why we're doing this right now, getting people educated before the spring turkey hunt begins in April. And then, of course, we have a depredation hunt that goes on in the fall as well.
All right. And I've seen, you know, wild turkeys up Huntington Canyon. Is that like one of the better places in the area to go, or is there someplace that's better to go and hunt wild turkey in our area?
We have been releasing some turkeys actually all across Emery County and Carbon County this last month. So we go catch depredation turkeys from up north where they have a lot of them, and then we release them down here. And that gives the public an opportunity to hunt them around Huntington Canyon, out on Cedar Mountain, and some other locations that we'll talk about.
All right. Hey, Aaron, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it. It's always nice to get in and get the people informed of what's going on with the Division of Wildlife. And you know what? It won't be long, and we'll be out there fishing, and the ice will be gone, and people can get out and have a good time, because that's what summer and spring is all about, right?
That's right. And I guess I should mention before you let me go that our event will be hosted on April 9th. That's a Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. So again, if you have any questions, you can call our office or you can register on eventbrite.com.
All right. And once again, remember, if you miss it, you're going to put it on. Does the DWR have a YouTube channel that will go on?
Is yes, we do. The Division of Wildlife of Resources, a YouTube channel. You can just watch it there.
All right. Aaron, thank you so much. And we're going to let you get back to doing what it is you do, and you have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.